My name is Allie. I'm 19 years old. Today is March 14th. I'm speaking with Nico, who is my boyfriend. We are recording this interview in Bloomington, Minnesota. Okay. So tell me a favorite memory of me. Ooh.
Definitely when we first met, and it was Deshaun Kingston playing, and I didn't think anybody else liked him as much as I did, and you were having just as good a time as I was.
All right. Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
My childhood was good. I was just always around my family, and I just remember being, like, super courageous and outgoing, like, daredevil, always trying new stuff, and even if something went bad, I always just wanted to try it again. And so, yeah, I just remember it was me and my brother, mainly, and he's 5 years older than me, but we always had fun, did good stuff, and good times.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments of Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
Probably the most difficult, or at least one of them, was probably when my great-grandma passed away. And I was young, and I've never been around, like, someone passing away, or, like, in my family passing away. So that was pretty tough. I was young, but I knew, like, what was happening and all the families there. And I remember, like, my mom, like, bawling her eyes out and trying to, like, get into the open casket just to, like, hug my grandma, like, just some more and stuff. And I just remember trying to deal that with all the emotions, new emotions that I never felt, like, as a kid. And, you know, kind of, like, experiencing that whole situation.
Do you know how old you were?
I want to say I was probably like six. Yeah, between like 5 and 6.
Let's see. Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life? You can pick two if you want, or one. I don't really care.
Well, I'll have to go with two. The first influence, definitely have to, all props goes to my mom, because for the majority of me and my brother's life, it was just me, him, and my mom. And so she always just, you know, like, worked her rear end off to pretty much make sure we had anything we wanted, or, you know, make sure we were comfortable and happy and stuff. And I know it's definitely not easy raising two boys, especially how much trouble I caused. And so she's definitely is one of them, just how strong she was mentally, emotionally, just to go through life and be able to handle all that on one back is a lot. And then as I got older and watching my brother grow up, and just certain things he's did, or, you know, how he went about life, and or things he didn't, you know, do in life, you know, it was a big eye-opener, and it just made me feel like, wow, I want to follow his steps, because he's definitely on the right path. And so they've been big influences for me. We have a small family, and I've always just been really close with them.
All right, what advice would you give to your teenage self?
Oh, man.
Can think about it for a second. Don't worry.
The advice, it would be a lot, but like the more kind of more important advice I'd say that'd get me through, I'd probably say, it's kind of cliche, but it's, I would just say, don't worry about what others think of you, and just love yourself. Like, love yourself from inside. Don't worry about your image, you know, and just, I don't know, maybe a lot more love for myself when I was definitely a teenager. And that's probably like the number one thing.
I think so too. I think that's like a really big thing, especially like throughout high school. I feel like that's like, I don't know, I just feel like it's a, like, it's something that not a lot of high schoolers have, is like a positive self-image, or like, I keep saying like a right. positive self-image, or maybe like like themselves or love themselves or anything, because they're so worried about what other people think, and like they're surrounded by all these different like people that like believe that image is everything. And so when you're surrounded by that type of energy, I feel like that's like the energy you're gonna eventually like end up with.
No, I agree. I feel like when you're like middle school and stuff like that, like, I don't know, I feel like everything happens so quick. Like, by the time you're in elementary, middle school, like, everything's happening so quick, but no one, like, really kind of teaches you or gives you guidance on how to love yourself from inside, or your image, or, you know, whatever. And before you know it, you're in school with all these other people, and everyone's emotions or personalities are in the air, and everyone's just trying to adapt to not be left out, and so... Yeah, I'd say the number one thing is just, you know, love yourself and don't worry about what others think.
Yeah, I agree. All right. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? Are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today? Or both?
Definitely both. I don't think anybody's lived a perfect life, or if you know, but yeah, there's definitely some events. I'd say positive events, I know, maybe not like big events,
no, I don't have
but
to
like it just seems like doing the small things or little things in life that people maybe will overlook on an everyday basis, I think definitely shape, like, it may be even little stuff, like, I don't know, stuff that means a lot to me, though, like,
right.
I don't know, like, just random examples, like, littering, or, you know, you, or when you're at work, you know, like, the other person before you, you know, who was on your shift may not have did everything they're supposed to do, you know, and before you leave, you're gonna make sure you do the, you know, go the little extra mile, or, you know, just doing the little small things every day. I think if you put that into a routine, then that will kind of naturally at least help you or shape you to be a better person, if that's what you're looking for, or just to, you know, stay a better person. Negative? Definitely some negatives, you know, like, for sure. It can be as anything from maybe a bad relationship or a bad communication, or, you know, insights about yourself that maybe others have told you, or you took the time to learn about yourself, you know, or, you know, and you start understanding about maybe what you don't like or what you do like. And I just feel like communication is key, and without that, then it would probably be hard to find out what to shape, you know, what has shaped you to be better, whether it was good or bad. But for bad, I feel like, you know, just some maybe like stupid stuff you probably regret as a kid, maybe going to like certain parties, or maybe drinking too much or something, you know, like that, or staying out too late, or... Actually, one is actually really good for me. Not really good, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So, I always feel bad, and I still do this sometimes. My dad will call,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes I won't answer it right away.
Yeah.
You know, or sometimes I won't call him back until the next day.
Right.
Like, I feel really guilty about that. And I know I'm in the position just to answer the phone, you know.
Right.
I don't know. Sometimes, you know, I just don't. I'm just like, well, I'll get back to it. But... I've gotten a lot better with that, and especially because my sister told me when she was my age, she'd do the same, and now she's older, and she answers the phone every time dad calls, so that's, like, something negative, you know, that is, that I'm aware of, that He was going to shape me to be a better person.
Right. Side note, do you think, like, if you had to pick one, do you think, like, negative or positive events shape you more? If you had to pick one, if you couldn't say, like, oh, well, obviously it's a mix of both. If you had to pick, would you say a negative, like, negative events in your life up to this point have shaped you more or have the positive events?
That's a tough question, because, I mean, I feel like you can't have good without the bad, or you can't have bad without the good. And right. If you just, I don't know, I feel like if you want to learn from the bad ones, then you'll understand the good that has came out of it, and that's usually a lesson. And I feel like good events are just more of like a remembrance or like a reassurance that, yeah, hey, you know, this is how it's supposed to be. But I feel like sometimes when you turn a bad situation into good, I feel like sometimes that can be a little more powerful than just good on top of good on top of good.
I agree. Like, I feel like if you have like a lot of like good days and like good, yeah, you're gonna be really good, but you have one shitty day and like all of a sudden like your whole world comes like down because of all the good times you've had. I feel like, you know, yeah, it's really bad to have a bad day or negative experience with something, but in the end I feel like it's gonna more good can come from the bad, because like at least, yeah, it happened, but you could look back on it, you say like, okay, look, like, how far I've come from there, like, what right. I've, like, grown into, look, like, how much I've changed, or, like, you know, I think there's a lot of, like, good that comes out of a negative situation. Right. In the end. Or there is room for good. I don't know if that makes sense. Okay. Whew. That scared me. Okay. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss? I wonder if this means, like, people who have passed away or people that you just like are not friends with or like don't have in your life anymore. Do you think I could go either way?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much like, oh, you know, yeah, I think it just means anybody, like whether relationship, family member, friend, you know.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, then you pick whoever. Who do you miss the most and what is it about them that you miss?
I'm still friends with all my friends that I was with, like, since middle school and elementary. I obviously don't miss any exes.
Yuck.
I've only had one person pass away in my family, and I'd definitely probably have to just be my great grandma.
Yeah.
I mean, I was young, so I don't have too many memories of her.
Right.
But still, the memories I do have of her, like, I just remember them being like super happy and warm, and although I don't have as many memories, I remember the emotions that she left on people, you know, or had on people, like how happy she made my mom or, you know, my brother. You know, there's a few memories I remember going, like, she would send me and my older brother to the store to go get her Juicy Fruit gum, which was the favorite. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll never forget that.
Right.
And I don't know. I feel like she went about life, like, the right way.
I think that's the best. I feel like that's just, like, the best way that somebody could be remembered, you know? I think everybody, when they pass, they want to be remembered in, like, the way you remember her.
Right.
Like, happy. You know, all these, like, good memories. Like, yeah. You think about it, it makes you happy. I think that's, like, most people, I don't know. I just feel like that's kind of, like, an end goal. I feel like I already said that to you. Okay. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories? Story time.
This is gonna be so corny, but at the end of the day, it's my happy memory, so there's a lot, but one of the times I was super happy, I just remember my motorcycle and how I was used to practice doing wheelies all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and it, I'd just practice every day. Like, every day my cousin would show me because I was way better at me. And even when we weren't together riding, you know, I'd be back around my house practicing in some warehouse areas and stuff, and people getting upset and stuff. But I remember when I actually, and this, I don't advise anybody do this, but I remember when I actually did it, like, on the street. And it was the first time I did it, and it was successful, and it was, like, an actual good, clean wheelie that lasted for, like, 4 to maybe 5 seconds. Like, really quick, though. Like, it happened so quick.
Yeah.
And I remember when the front tire went back down on the ground, I remember being so happy. I'm just screaming in my helmet. I'm screaming, like, and I'm just like, you know, I got, like, the headphones in, so I'm just like, yeah, like, hell yeah, you know, like, oh my god, I was on cloud nine for, like, a few days after that. I couldn't even sleep, like, I texted everybody I knew, you know, like, I mean, thank god I was safe and all, you know, for, like, man, I'll never forget that. And everybody I else talked to about their first wheelie, they have the same experience. They're screaming in their helmets, so happy. Probably that they didn't crash, and then probably that they landed too. But yeah, it's just a really good freedom, and just super pump, and adrenaline is rushing. So there's many happy moments, but that's one of them.
All right. Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in life?
Let's see. Let's see. The most important lessons.
I'm trying to drink this.
Let's see. Well, I have a couple lessons. Start off with kind of a minor one.
Okay.
So, my mom always taught me and my brother not to lie or anything like that, lie, steal, any of that. But there'd be, you know, we were boys, and we'd, you know, roughhouse, get in trouble and stuff one time, or two or three. But I remember, like, her always telling us in the house, you know, she was, if you guys break anything, you know, just let me know. Don't hide it. Don't try to fix it or anything, because I'll find out and I'll be more upset than if you guys told me in the first place.
Yeah.
And so there was a few episodes where me and my brother either broke something small, you know, dish, or in our eyes, small. She was, you know, breaking her back to get these things.
Yeah.
A dish, or I remember one time we were playing with BB guns in the house.
Nice.
And I accidentally shot the TV.
And no.
My mom was on a trip in Jamaica. And so she told us, hey, you know, let me know.
Yeah.
You know, so I won't be mad if I find out. Well, now I'm in a situation because I don't want to ruin her trip.
Right.
And we shot, you know, I accidentally shot the TV, and it's, like, black now, and it's not working.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, I asked my brother, and he's like, he just, you know, he just didn't know. He actually, I think my brother told me to call her and say right now. To be honest, I don't even remember, to be honest. But the moral of that point was, I think I actually ended up calling her while she was on her trip. And I'm sure maybe, you know, she was probably upset, but I know what meant a lot more was she probably understood the courage I had to call her and tell her about that.
Right, well, she's on her trip, yeah, and stuff. Yeah,
and that kind of set the tone the rest of the way. You know, anything we did, we, you know, we just let her know right away about, you know, so she didn't find out on her own. Or
right.
That's one lesson that, you know, that's one lesson I definitely learned. Another one So this one's really bad. It's not really bad, but we're just... So me and my buddy Joe, we were like 14, we were like 15, probably 14, 15.
Damn, you guys go way back.
Way back. And so we go back even way from that. We were like 14, 15, and we like knew how to drive.
Oh, but, God.
Like, you weren't supposed to drive. And so his parents would, like, go to the movie, you know, or go out to eat or whatever. And we'd always, like, they'd always leave one of the keys back for, like, the other vehicle.
Yeah.
And we'd always take it, like.
Whoa, oh my God.
We'd always take the vehicle. No, I'm dead serious.
No.
We'd always take it. And it was fun, you know, like, we weren't driving, like, you know, 100. We were just doing, we were driving regular, but we were just kids, you know, like.
Oh my goodness.
So one night him and his parents were going to a movie and we're at Joe's house.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's another night. We're like, dude, let's take the van, you know, just, I don't know, we have nothing to do, or let's just cruise around, you know, for a little bit until your parents get back.
Yeah.
So they're going to see some movie and I think we wait about 15 minutes or so until they leave. And then we take the keys to the van. And we're riding around the van in Bloomington.
Oh, God.
And then all of a sudden, Joe starts getting a call from his parents. I think it was his mom, maybe. I forgot. Either his mom or dad, I forgot. But so I'm in the passenger seat, Joe's driving. And he sees that his parents calling. And he's like... Oh shit, like,
shoot.
Like panicking, like, oh crap, like my parents are calling. I'm like, oh my God, dude, like, what are we gonna do? So we pull over somewhere and he answers the phone and his parents, I think, I want to say his mom, because she has such a distinct voice, I remember. And she's pissed. Like, right? And she's like, Joe, where's the van?
Oh no.
And like, you know, like, we have no excuse.
So no, Joe's not just at all.
Like, Joe's just stuttering, you know, and like mumbling and like nervous and like breaking sentences. Like, he's like, oh, we just took it around the corner. We just, you know, you can't really say anything.
But yeah.
He just said we
she
had.
Knows
yeah,
where
she
it
knows.
Is.
She we he just told her that we had it down the street.
Yeah.
And so she said, "Stay right there. I'm on the way," or his dad was on the way. So we're sitting there in the car, and we're like, man, this is it. Like, we're screwed. Like, we'll never see each other again. This is it. So I started having, like, a low-key anxiety. Like, oh, my God. Like, his parents are going to kill me. And then my parent is going to kill me.
Right.
And then so we weren't far from my house, like, probably, like, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And to give you a little scenery, it's like... probably 7, like, at night, you know, so,
yeah,
you know, there's, like, traffic and stuff or whatever, but, and then, so his dad's pulling up, and, like, a minute before that, I'm like, Joe, I can't stay here, dude, like, I gotta go, like, he's like, bro, you're gonna bail, you're leaving, and I'm like, dude, I can't stay here, so I got so nervous, I ran out the car, and, like, I seen his dad pulling up, and I'm just, like, running by the car. And I remember him saying something, probably my name or something. And I just ran all the way home, super shook and scared. And I'm running home, and I'm running up to the door. And in the parking lot, I see his mom's car. So I'm like, oh, dang. Oh, dang. Like, his mom's talking to my mom. So I, like, sneak inside. They don't see me. And I'm just sitting on the stairs listening to their conversation. And they're just like, you know, like, what were they thinking? And my mom's just apologizing for me. And then I sat there for like 5 minutes. And I'm like, you know what? Whatever. Like, it's done. If I'm in trouble, I'm in trouble. But I made the decision, so I have to own it. So I went in there and I just apologized. Just for the stupidity that we were doing and that we finally got caught for doing. And I just felt bad for, like, I felt like I betrayed, like, his family and stuff, even though me and him were both doing it. And I felt like I, you know, let my mom down and stuff. So that was definitely an eye-opener of, you know, like a bad situation or doing bad things that, you know, hey, this is not okay to be doing.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, everything was fine. We were safe. Car was never crashed. And we're still great friends to this day. It's my best friend. And his parents, those are my second parents.
They're still mad?
They'd probably laugh.
20 years later. Okay. What are you most grateful for?
Most grateful for, I'd want to say family, but right up there with family, I just wanted to say just life. Like, I mean, I don't know, just life. Like, sometimes when I'm having bad days or whatever, I'll just go on a walk, and especially in the summertime, mm-hmm. if you can just go on a walk and hear the birds or see everything that's green and see the blue sky and, you know, be able to inhale fresh air and, man, sometimes I can just right there, I'm just grateful. I'm grateful just for being able to wake up and, you know, and with all everything that I have right now, there's so many countries or, you know, other kids and all that who aren't as fortunate. So, yeah, there's a lot of day-to-day stresses that we deal with, but at the end of the day, we're very fortunate. So just to be able to wake up and do the things I am capable of doing, it's definitely right there.
Right. Can you tell me about the dumbest thing? I think you did just tell me the dumbest thing you've ever done in your life. That was pretty...
I feel like that's in that category for sure.
I feel like
you... see.
I feel like you've told me just a lot.
Dumbest thing. There's so much.
See, that's why I was like, I feel like we could just skip this one. Like,
yeah.
Oh, this one's deep. Is there anything you want to tell me now that you've never told me before?
That I've never told you before?
Yo.
About anything. Jeez.
That's kind of a scary question.
Let's see. Give me a couple seconds.
Okay.
Something I've never told you before. Well, but I've never told... I don't know. I feel like I've... I don't think I've ever not told you anything. And if I haven't, it's just because it hasn't even came to my thought yet to tell you, so...
Okay, that was a weird question. Is there anything you want to ask me that you've never asked me before? Yo! I guess it's time to interview me. What the
fuck? I guess so. We're flipping the script. Yeah, I can come up with a question.
All right, come up with a question.
What are you most grateful for in life?
I am most grateful for... Well, yeah, obviously my family, my friends, but... I think what I'm, like, something that's not family or friends, I think I'm most thankful for just the, like, experiences I've had in my life. I think, like, no matter good or bad, like we've been talking about, kind of.
Yeah.
I just think, like, the experiences, the things I've seen and done and, like, gone through, I'm just really thankful because they've made me, like, a smart person, a strong person, made me kind of understand people come from different standpoints in life. And I think just like what I'm just most grateful for is every single thing I've gone through or been put through or seen or done
right.
up to this point in my life.
Like you were able to take the good out of it if it was bad or
yeah, good, like
it was good. It just kind of shaped you, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's just probably... Bottom line, I'm just thankful for everything I've seen and done, gone through. So yeah, other than my family and friends, duh. But
That makes sense.
Okay, ready? How would you like to be remembered?
Oh man, I would like to be remembered as one who cares for others, who's very thoughtful about others, and was willing to give his last for somebody, you know, or just, you know, always did things the right way.
Yeah.
You know, and was a good influence, you know, on others, or like, I just want to be remembered as being someone who's, you know, strong, and someone that people can look at like, hey, he didn't have the best life, or he made, you know, not great decisions, but, you know, look what he made out of that. You know, it's, yeah, I just want to be remembered as, I don't know, someone maybe, you know, came out the mud, but was able to, you know, shine super bright after everything settled.
Word. I feel it. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young? How is it different now compared to what you thought it would be when you were younger? Or is it different?
The only thing, I guess when I was younger, I don't know, I guess when I was younger, like, I definitely thought I'd probably be in the NFL. So other than that, I don't think things are too different. That's the only thing I feel that's really, it was when I was young, I imagined just all the time being in the NFL.
Yeah. Hey,
but,
that's not bad.
I mean, yeah, that's really the only thing I can think of. But I mean, as far as, you know, everybody wants all the cool cars and all that stuff, and or at least me, you know, when I was young, looking at, you know, the cool cars and all that stuff, but, you know, I'm not a young boy, but I'm definitely still young, so all that stuff is still very attainable, so I don't think it's really changed too much. I just think the goals have gotten closer.
You're right. Oh, I don't like the second question. That's weird. Okay. I have to ask that second question? That's strange.
Yeah, ask it.
Okay. All right. What are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
Start with the first one.
Okay.
Let's see. The first one, my hopes and wishes for you. I just hope you maintain the happiness that you're in. I know that means a lot to everybody. It means a little extra for you. So I just hope you're able to maintain the happiness and maintain, you know, the love from your friends, you know, or your family. And you're just able to build, you know, and look back and see how far you came. And just wish nothing but good things to happen to you. And I just hope you just keep smiling through life. As long as you stay happy and smiling through life, I feel like that can get you pretty far. As long as it's genuine, you know, and yeah, I just wish that you stay happy and don't forget, you know, what you've been through or where you came from. And as far as the second question,
it's such a weird question.
Or the children. I guess a lot of that definitely falls in the same category. Maybe a little extra for the kids, because I feel like there's things maybe we didn't know as kids growing up that we can, you know, show them or teach them. So I just wish that and hope that they, you know, have a little better lives than maybe that what we did, you know, or what, yeah, you know, kids, you know, our age are going through as far as, you know, everything. Even to touch back on the question earlier of, like, loving myself, you know, self-image and stuff. Like, I wish and hope that they're able to pull through that stage and phase and understand how much loving yourself means at that age, you know.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully, I think going through what we've gone through or where we've been, I think having kids is going to be like, we're going to be a lot more. My parents were never open with me about certain things that I've been through or gone through, and they were never supportive of, like, when things would happen to me that, you know, are real things and, like,
right,
dangerous to me. And I just think for my kids, I just really hope that they know they can come to me always with anything and not be scared that I'm going to tell them whatever they're going through isn't like enough to be making them sad or hurting them. I just hope that they know they can come to me, and like, I just hope they treat me as like a best friend. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be a mother to them, but I'm also gonna be a best friend. That's what I want. I've always wanted a best friend like that. Okay. If you knew this was gonna be our last conversation, is there anything you've never told me that you want to? We already asked this question. Yeah. Is there anything you never told me you want to share now? No. Let's just like.
Hold on. Is there anything I want to share with you I've never told you?
I feel like they should word it better. They should say, like, if like you knew this was going to be our last conversation, like, what would you say to me?
If this was going to be our last conversation,
what would you say to me?
I would say, it would kind of be similar to the last question, but I would kind of my hopes and wishes for you, but what I would say is that I hope you find, you know, because no one's ever meant to be alone in this life, regardless if you're being alone for a little bit or whatever, you know, everyone's meant to be together.
Mm-hmm.
So for whatever reason, if this was the last conversation, then I would hope that you'd find someone that kept you or made you happy, you know, as I did, and treated you right with respect, or, you know, or if that's relationship wise or just through life, you know, like, you know, you've come so far, don't let no one get over on you, don't let no one get you down, you know, or like, you're a strong woman and you're gonna go really, really far. So just remember where you came from, I guess.
Cry, what the heck? Okay. What are you proudest of personally and professionally in your life?
Personally, I'm proud of my character. Because I feel like I'm a, like, honest, loving, genuine person.
Mm-hmm.
And today's world, I feel like that's a challenge every day, you know? Yeah. Like. So, yeah, I mean, everywhere I go, I'm just usually happy, or, you know, or people always say, you're always smiling, happy, or, like, whistling or something like that, and I'm like, I don't know, man, like, life's too short, or just gotta appreciate the small things. Professionally, not too many professions. I'm not, like, super old. I'm not, like, super old or anything.
I know, I feel like we're talking to 80-year-olds just,
I don't know, just constantly getting up to go to work every day as much as maybe you wouldn't, or, you know, or I have a hobby that maybe will turn into a profession of, you know, producing music and stuff. That me and Joe have a few songs on Spotify and, you know, Apple Music and stuff. So I'm kind of proud of that because I found something that I've liked, and I found something that can be a profession, you know. For sure. So we just strive on that all the time. I'm proud of that.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Did you like school? Why or why not?
I did like school. I don't think at times I liked the people,
right,
I was around in school, but school itself, I did like school. I think a lot of people like school, and mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people felt like how I did. They may not like the people, but as far as, you know, you have no idea what people go through at home, and school is a super big scapegoat, mm-hmm. you know, so I was very happy when I was at school. You know, and yeah, I love school a lot. Even till this day, I love learning new stuff, and yeah, I love school.
For sure. Do you remember your first kiss? Tell me who it was and where it happened. Oh, dare you gotta tell.
Jeez, my first kiss.
I don't think I remember mine.
My first kiss. Like a real kiss, like with, you know, like somebody you're in a relationship with, or like when your mom kissed you, or
no, like, not like your, I don't think like your mom. I think like your first like okay. kiss that was somebody who wasn't like, you know, like your family or something. Yeah, you did.
My first kiss probably was like that. I remember it would probably had to be like middle school, like fourth grade, like
yuck.
Yeah. And I don't even remember detail too much. I just probably know that I think I kissed this girl named Mackenzie on the cheek in the lunchroom when I was like asking her out, and I was super nervous. Like, I know all these details and I thought I didn't. But yeah, I remember kissing this girl named Mackenzie in the lunchroom, and I remember asking her out, and I remember she said yeah. And I think we were together for like 3 weeks or something.
Okay, well, that's where it happened, and that's not why. Okay, what are the keys to a strong relationship?
Oh, man. Communication. Faith. Word. Consistency.
She's breathing so loud in the microphone.
let me see.
That works, dog.
Yeah, that's right. That's about it. That's like the three major keys.
Three major keys. I got like 100 questions left. Okay. How did you find your way to your current job?
Shout out to Google.
Perfect. What are your thoughts about God?
I'm a spiritualist, so I always do believe there's a higher being somewhere, but I'm believing more like I'm just spiritual.
Okay. Talk about the first time we met. What went through your mind? Oh, God, we have 2 minutes.
First time, okay, let's make this quick. Okay, first time we met was the Sean Kingston concert, and I thought, how cool is this chick to be having just as good as time as I am to Sean Kingston? And the fact that you didn't even know who that was when he first came out, and you still had good time with him, it was great. And yeah, I was thinking like how awesome this chick is, and like I wonder if she's into me too. Like, I just remember like how pretty you were, how nice you were, and I don't know, it was like I could see a lot of your story.
The rest is history, folks. Okay. How would you describe me to someone who has never met me?
Oh, man. I would say she's a loving and caring person. She's very thoughtful. She's willing to put other people's needs before hers. She's very strong mentally, emotionally. She's like the foundation of anything that can be built strong.
All right, there's one more already.
Yep.
What is something you're passionate about? You have like 50 seconds.
Something I'm passionate about is... now I have to pick one.
How do I end this? Do I just say like, okay, thanks for talking?
Something I'm passionate about is... how we care about each other in the world, whether you're strangers or anything like that, how you treat other people makes a big difference. So I'm really passionate about just treating people with respect in the right way every day.
I agree. Okay, well, we have 20 seconds left.
That will conclude.
So that is the end of this.
we got
thanks for sitting
seconds.
Here and talking with me. It was
no
a good
problem.
Time.
That was great. I love those questions.
They were so good questions. We got 7 seconds. 6, 5, 4. We're cutting the ball down. 3, 2, 1.
Happy New Year.